you had the running game going pretty good in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. I think you had like 48 yards. What did Duke do to make some changes, or did they make any changes?
They had the Mike was playing the B-back all day. We tried to hit him with some – try to get some big plays in the second half that Duke was just ready for and played well and played assignment football.
Tim, can you talk a little bit about kind of – you haven't played in quite a while and kind of what it was like for you to come in and try and kind of lead the comeback there then?
I think Coach said JT might have been a little bit banged up, and he said, hey, it's your series. Go see what you can do. And, play calling was just like I had expected. And, a few times there, we just had to give it in the hands of Darren and DeAndre and let them go up and make a play. And, Darren certainly did so.
Zach, did you get the sense at any point during this game as it was unfolding, whether early or late, that there was a different vibe, a different energy level among your teammates and so forth?
Yeah, you could tell. I mean, we came out flat the second half, and when you're playing a team like Duke and we weren't scoring touchdowns in the red zone, you can't come out and do that. You can't spot many turnovers and penalties, and three turnovers in the second half is atrocious.
I probably don't want this question. Do you think that's possibly attributable to coming down from a very emotional win a week earlier?
I'm not sure. I mean, it might be that. I don't know. We just need to flush it out of our system and get ready for North Carolina next week.
Is that the first fumble you've had this year?
Mm-hmm.
It was a straight give,
He made a good play. I'm just going to have to forget it, move on to the next game.
It looked like his arm came around kind of your backside or something. Maybe you didn't have any idea there was going to be a punch or a hand or something there.
I felt him get his arm in and kind of rake it out. I should have had two hands on the ball going through the first level.
How did the halftime go? You seem like you obviously came out back in the field to go back in. What did you do and how did you try to stay ready?
In the locker room, we stretched out. We talked game plan and sort stuff like that, and just let guys get off their feet and kind of rest and relax.
Question for both of you. You each have unique perspectives on this. Did you sense that Justin wasn't right at any point, particularly in the second half? Did you know he was injured, number one, or did you just tell from body language? Could you tell from body language that something might have been off?
No, sir. Today he made a few mistakes, but I mean that's football. It's part of the game. It's going to happen. Everybody's going to make mistakes. He's always a calm guy. He was still calm out there the second half, and I couldn't tell anything different. I think he'll be all right and be able to bounce back.
Yeah, just like Zach said, I think he still played with his everyday confidence. He wasn't doubting himself by any means, and he still made some things happen in the midline game, in the triple game. No, I couldn't sense anything too different.
You didn't have any problems getting into Duke territory today, it seemed like, whenever you had the ball. But what changed once you got into Duke territory and you started to bog down?
A variety of things. I think we had some penalties, some negative yard plays. And anytime you get into the red zone, you can't afford to put yourself at second and 11. You got to stay on track at second and 6, second and 7.
About the halftime, from what I heard on the radio, it sounded like you guys were pretty ready to come out when halftime actually ended. Was there kind of an effect of having to sit around that cost you in some way with energy or focus or anything like that?
I think Duke had to go through the same thing we did, so I don't think there was an excuse for that. Like Zach said, we hung in there like it was an extended halftime. Coaches were coming up, talking to us, making any adjustments that were needed. But by no means is that an excuse.
Any more questions? Thanks, folks. Next up, Adam Gotsis and Tony Zenit.